Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, it's Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the one, the only King of Comedy. Sorry, guys, for the no advertisement of the show. I wasn't expecting to do one. This is talking to Sherry right now, and she's supposed to be calling in, but not quite 100% sure what's going down. So all of y'all get to listen to me mumble on momentarily for a second till we figure this out. So let me shoot her another text message here. Da-da-da. Hope everybody's having a great day. Mine was good. Work went smooth. Been a good work week so far. Besides that, man, yeah. Hold on, guys. Sorry for the dead air there for a second. All right, I'm going to try resending her the number. Y'all bear with me here. Bear with us. Bear with us. We got this. Let's see. Da, da, da. Like I said, hope everybody's having a great day. Anyhow, going to be doing a Roasting the World presents a degenerate duo show tomorrow night, guys. So that, you know, be on the lookout for that. Like I said, the day's been good. Life's been good. Yeah. Still trying to figure out what's going on with Sherry. I don't know if she's having phone issues or what's going down. I just resent her the number to call in. Here we go. Hey, you hear me?
Hey, I can hear you. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm okay. I'm okay.
That's good. That's good. Yeah, I didn't know if you didn't have the number or not. That's why I resent it.
No, thank you. I appreciate that. Your texts were coming in, like, all different. So,
yeah,
I was confused.
I don't know if it's something up with my phone now or what, but I've had other people tell me that, too, about my messages coming in kind of like where I'll send a message and they won't get it for a little bit.
Yeah. I was like, oh, my God, he says 1 minute, but that was after you wrote other things. So it's okay.
I didn't realize there was only a minute until I sat it up. I look up. I'm like, oh, man, I literally have, like, 2 minutes. But anyways, let's rewind for a second, and I'll redo the intro real quick because it's been a while.
All right.
Blog Talk Radio. Yo, it is Roasting the World. Why? Because the world needs roasting. I'm your host, the lovable, the one and only, the Mac to the cheese, whatever. I'm the king of comedy, Dakota.
And I am his co-host, Sherry Clip. And tonight, just so you know, Dakota, we have a special guest with us. Who we had on once before, I believe, right? We had Chuck with us tonight.
I think he's been on a few times.
A few times, yeah. I think it's been more than once. Just one?
I don't know. I'm old. I don't remember.
He says he's old. He doesn't remember anything.
Maybe I've done y'all's show once, too. Maybe that's why I'm thinking you've been on a couple times.
Yeah. So the cool thing about Chuck is he also has a podcast that is really, really soaring now. Now, we met Chuck way back when he only had a show for a little while. And now he has had a show for 1 year?
Almost 1 year.
Almost 1 year.
October 23rd of this year will be 1 year.
Wow. So it's almost a year.
So what's
up? Congratulations. Yeah.
Well, speaking of anniversaries, about a week ago would be the 2 years of me doing podcasts. Not just, you know, our show and whatnot, but all together.
Wow, that is awesome. Congratulations to you, buddy.
So we all be moving on up in the podcast world, guys. Hell yeah.
We are. Chuck keep trying to convince us to move over to Podbean with him, but, you know.
A lot easier.
He likes Podbean. We're on Blog Talk Radio. So.
Go to CastBox, go to Podcast. You can go to Podbean, go to CastBox. You can go to, there's a whole bunch of them, man. So they're so much better than Blog Talk. Way better.
But we like Blog Talk. So, yeah. So that's how. We'll see. Well, maybe we'll venture out eventually. How about that?
I'm down.
You got to try new things, man.
Right?
Actually, we have one on here and one on Podbean. That way we get the best of both worlds.
Yeah, why not? You can do Roasting the World on here. You can do Roasting the World 2 on Podbean.
How about that?
There you go.
Where are you going?
I'm down.
Name. I don't...
Give it a try. I'm in.
You got to try at least one. Let's give it one try on that.
Right. Oh, and the second show, guys, that I've been doing is doing great also. I think we're up to 4 episodes now. So pretty much what I've been doing the last few weeks, guys, working and writing. So
yeah.
Besides that, what's up with you guys?
Not too much. We're dealing with the weather up our way. It's been really crazy. We had a day, it was so hot, we couldn't take it. And then the next day, it was so cold, we're in sweatshirts. So
today
was kind of a
The weather here has actually been just hella warm the last few days, like nonstop sweat and kind of warm.
Oh, wow.
Usually we get hella rain. So.
Yeah, I mean, you seem to get the weather before us, so I wonder if it's going to come our way.
Well, if it's coming y'all's way, I feel bad for you. It's about to be a heat wave.
Oh, boy. That's it. I'm going to go jump in the pool. I would, too. You know, it gets so hot up here. It's like, I get the kids in the pool, I get in there with them. Screw it. Yeah, I'll sit down. Anything to cool off.
Right, nothing wrong with that, man. Got to stay cool somehow. I wish they would let us put a pool in the kitchen where I work at, man. That would be awesome.
Oh, there you go.
Because it gets like, oh, my God, hot back there sometimes.
Yeah.
New definition of swamp ass working in the kitchen.
Oh, wow. That is way cool. I can just imagine you standing there cooking somebody's dinner, right? And you're standing in a pool with like a life ring around your waist.
That would be awesome.
And goggles.
Well, right now at our work, our ACs are always messed up, right? But for some reason, they fix it where it works in the wintertime, so it's always freezing in the wintertime back there. And in the summertime, the AC don't put out where it's shit, so it's like it's just miserable in the kitchen. That whole saying, if you can't handle the heat, get out. I'm like, a bunch of us are ready to get out. But besides that, the job part ain't too bad. It's just the freaking heat starting to get to everybody back there. And the maintenance dude, right, we say something to him. We're like, hey, man, is there any way we can get the AC, like, I don't know, sat on different timers or something? Because I think they got it sat on timers where it's coming on in the middle of the night and nobody's back there. Like, nobody's there at nighttime, so it doesn't do anything for anyone. But the guy responds with, I quote, it's a kitchen. It's supposed to be hot. So I respond with, do you turn your AC off when you're cooking at your house? And he's like, no, and why? And I was like, because it's a kitchen. It's supposed to be hot.
Oh, my gosh. Dakota, this is when you make really good friends with the maintenance guy. I'm talking about in that kitchen, you whip him up the best meal you've ever made. And you say, listen. You can have this if you crank that air conditioning up a couple minutes.
Shit, if I give anything to the maintenance guy, it's an ass kicking and a knife in the side or something. Fuck him.
Oh, man.
What's he gonna make?
About to be some prison rules up in there. We're going to start shanking motherfuckers. Yeah, you listen and make it sued, you're first.
Chuck was just telling us that. We got to be careful how good of a friend we make with the maintenance guy, you know. Got to be careful. So.
Well, I don't like ours. Ours, he lines is, to me, he's wasting, the best way of putting it is, he's a waste of space up there when it comes to shit.
Oh, man.
That's just like, if you can ever find him up there, like he's hardly ever there, and if you do find him, he's just a waste of space when it comes to anything. And it's sad, because as much as those old people up there, like, have to sacrifice to be in that place money-wise, you know, shit like that, they sign pretty much a lot of shit over. So you think his priority would be, you know, trying to get shit fixed for them, but nah.
Right. Oh. He's probably just hanging out.
I'll never go to a nursing home, guys.
Building.
What was that? I'm sorry.
He's probably just hanging out in the coldest room of the building. That's why no one can find him. It's like
right?
In the basement. Something.
Oh, no,
when
I say if you can find him there, like, I mean, he's not there.
Oh.
Like, I heard he's at the, what they call, like, a moose lodge or elk lodge or whatever the fuck it's called. I don't know which one they got out here, but it's one or the other. I heard all he does is chill out at that place.
Oh, man. That's it. You're suffering in the heat, and he's out at the moose lodge, the VFW.
That's what I'm saying.
So whatever it is. The Elk Lodge, yeah.
Oh, it got so bad last week, my boss threatened to tase him. Like, that's how bad it was. My boss was like, if he doesn't get this shit fixed soon, I am tasing him right now.
Oh, man. Well,
I was like,
I really
dump some water on him.
What's that?
We
couldn't hear you.
I told my boss we should dump water on him first before we tase him.
You want him alive, though. You know, you got to be careful with that.
Like I said, if something ever happened to this guy, I don't think anybody would care or notice.
They definitely need a new guy, then. That's it. That's it. Fired! Chuck, how do we do that?
Fired.
No, how do we say it? Like, fired!
Fired.
That's it.
Hashtag
fired. I want to fire somebody someday. Like, I seriously just want to fire.
You
want to
fire somebody someday?
It's so much fun.
Is it fun?
So much fun.
Have you ever fired anyone, Dakota?
Yeah, when I used to work at the restaurant a few years ago, when I was assistant manager, for some reason my manager didn't have the balls to fucking tell some people that not to come back. So I was like, guys, I don't know how to tell you guys this. And then I was like, yeah, I do. You both are fired. Bye. And I just walked out of the room. And then the manager just looks over at me like, what the fuck?
Oh, my God. You just said you're fired and walked out. He's like, you're fired.
Yeah. I mean, it wasn't my job to fire him. So I was like, fuck it, bro. If they're going to get mad at that dude.
Right? Oh, my God. I really don't know if I could fire someone that easily. Like, I would have to say why. You know,
it's kind of fun doing it.
What's that?
Huh? I said it was kind of fun doing it.
Yeah,
it's
a difference between the way men fire people and women fire people.
Women take forever.
They take forever. They're like, "Hey, will you come to my office for a minute?"
I've been fired.
You've got a job to do, and like, you're just not keeping up with Cave. So we feel that this isn't the right job for you. We're gonna let you go. I don't think I can say you're fired.
Oh my God, so bad.
Tell you that we're going to fire you because you're not doing a good enough job. You've been late. Why don't you say you're fired and get it over with? Shut up. Easy.
Right?
Yeah. I like Dakota's way, though. It's easy, and you don't have to think about it, and you don't let it get to you. Like, you're all fired.
Bye. What I did, I walked up to the guy I was firing. I was like, hey, you came in and you were drinking, so get the fuck out. He was like, what?
Right?
He's like, I'm fired. I'll say it again, but anyways. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye-bye.
Oh, shit. That'd be cute.
I think somebody should do that to Trump, though. I think that was a missed opportunity, man, when other dude got elected in the office just to be like, Trump, you're fired.
You're fired.
I mean, that was his fucking catchphrase, man. I think you have to, like, pay him if you use it or some shit, so...
Right.
Today's episode was sponsored by Trump because we used this catchphrase. And I think we just lost all our listeners. My bad. Anyway.
This is crazy. Have you ever been fired?
Twice. Once was a neutral, I mean... Technically, I think I was fired, but I was already quitting, so it was kind of like a neutral, I'm gone type of thing. The other one, I got fired over some bullshit that wasn't my fault. It was the first job I ever had. I just turned 18, because you had to be 18 to work at the place, and it was a call center for T-Mobile. And, at this point, I might have worked there 5 months. And the chick that was my, what they call like a team leader person or whatever, liked me, right? So she, because what they do is as a team leader, they, instead of taking calls, they walk around and help if anybody has questions and stuff like that. So they put a certain thing in on their phone that makes it where if a call comes into their phone, it goes to somebody else. Well, because she liked me, she did that to my phone. So that way anybody would call in, it would go to somebody else, and I didn't have to take a call, so she would just sit there and bullshit with me the entire time. Well, my like main boss found out, called me in the office and like, hey, we're going to have to let you go because your phone hung up on somebody. And I'm like, I didn't get no calls in. And it was where she was doing that. So I guess it was like hanging up on people. And so instead of throwing her under the bus, I was just like, yeah, you know, whatever. I guess I hung up, my bad. And they fired me over it. And I didn't want to get the chick in trouble. But all I know is about a year later, the place shut down. And I get a thing in the mail saying that they owe me for some – they owed me because I guess somebody sued because they weren't getting breaks or something. And I was part of some kind of class action lawsuit with them. All I had to do was sign a paper, right? Send it back in, and they sent me like $20. That was like the thing it was or some shit. I was like, all right.
Did you ever get fired?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think it was the best thing that ever happened.
I know you've been fired. Chuck and I actually got laid off from a job. We were at the same job together. And we were told, we went in and they said, yep, this is your last day.
You're not going to be working here anymore. I'm like, oh, that's tragic.
Yeah, you're not going to be here anymore. And they told, about 40 people that all at one time.
Yeah.
Don't come back.
Oh, shit.
Turn in all your keys. Turn in all your whatevers.
Were you guys like a contracted out company or something and the contracts end, or they just did a mass firing?
Yeah, we worked for a company that was under a contract, but did have to go out for this particular type of job, and we lost the bid for our job, so they had to close up right away, like immediate. There was like no time to even...
That's kind of like how mine is right now. Mine's a... Like, I work at the nursing home, but it's an outside company. So we're always worried about, like, if they get somebody else or something like that, we'll all lose our jobs.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, I was really surprised. Dakota, up our way, just so you know, like, we have Dunkin' Donuts. I don't know if they're all over or not, but there's a place called Dunkin' Donuts, a coffee shop, coffees and donuts, and they have a job thing out there near us that's $16 an hour. Do you think that these workers should be getting paid this?
Nope.
Think they're worth that?
No,
that's
but
food?
Here's what's going on right now. Right now, nobody's wanting to work. So they're all these places are giving sign-on bonuses, raising up their minimum, like raising up the, like how much people are making and everything. Because we have a McDonald's out here that if Now, I don't know if it's still doing this. Now, this was a couple of weeks back, so I'm not 100% sure if it's, like, still going on right now. But I know a few weeks back it was, I think it was 15 an hour, and you got some kind of $1,000 signing bonus. And then if you got other people to come in and work, you would get more, like, you would get so much more money each person you got to come in and stuff like that. But it's where nobody's wanting to work anymore. Like right now at my work, we're promising signing bonuses and stuff like that, trying to get people to work up there. It's like right now people are coming in for interviews and not wanting to come back because that's, you know, they did what they needed to do for their unemployment for that time. You know, they came in for the interview.
Oh, geez. So they're just wasting a lot of people's time.
Right. And then the people that are working are getting frustrated because it's like they're being overworked.
There's not
going to
be any
jobs.
That's for sure.
Yeah.
There won't be work.
Right.
Did you hear,
Joe? Barely.
Sorry about that, everyone. I just dropped my phone.
I said nobody wants to work because they think their stimulus check's going to last forever, so they aren't going to have any jobs when they want to work because they're going to start struggling after that because they don't want to get a job, period.
That's true right there, man. Like, I also heard something about, I think it starts July 3rd or something like that, that the unemployment's getting cut down from whatever it was.
I think it already started, didn't it?
No, they're still doing
it. Oh, it might have. I'm not 100% sure.
They're not giving as
Yeah, I heard something about instead of it being like 500 or 600, like some people are getting, they're cutting it in half and stuff like that.
Yeah. Wow. I was kind of a young girl that I know. It's her first job. She's like 14 and a half. She was working at a restaurant just doing dishes, okay, or picking up the tables, I think it was. She wasn't even actually doing the dishes. Now, when COVID hit, she got laid off immediately. She was only bringing home maybe about $300 a week. When she went on unemployment, she was getting $600.
Right.
$600 a week.
I mean, I don't, like, in a way, I don't blame them because, you know, if I was given that opportunity, I guess I would do the same thing, you know, not having to work and getting paid for it. But I don't know.
I'd rather work.
I don't know, man. I would rather work. Don't get me wrong. I could probably for the first week or so, you know, enjoy it. But after, like, a week or so, I'm the type to get bored. So I'd be like, fuck, man, I need to do something. So.
Pornhub's getting old. I've seen every video.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's just crazy right there. But I was just surprised to see how much people are getting paid. But then you see people who are actually at real jobs that are still $15 an hour. And they're struggling.
It's like, why don't you give me a break?
Right.
Yeah. What you need to do is quit your job, get fired, and then get a new job.
That's what I do.
Right.
Yeah. Well, some people are still working there for the $12 an hour. You got the newbies coming in making $16. And how does that work? That's not fair.
Right.
It can go up. I'm going to get $60. Yeah,
right, so you're going to get paid more. Oh, that'd be nice. Wow. Yeah. Well, there certainly are a lot of jobs out there right now, and I really hope people, you know,
get out there.
But I have never seen so many people standing on the corner before with signs saying homeless and. Not the way Chuck stands on corners, though, okay? Chuck stands on corners in other ways. His signs are not cardboard.
Sometimes
his skirt's a little too tight, and, you know, we got to remind him. Your beard kind of gives that away. Oh, boy. So, yeah. So anyways, now we know what Chuck does for a living. Let's try to keep it quiet, you know. He only does it on the weekends, he says. That's where you are. I always wondered where you went. I mean, because that's when the sugar daddies come out. They can't hear you. That's when the sugar daddies come out.
The sugar daddies come out. I'm going to give this boy a load. A load of money? Yes.
A load of money. Oh, my gosh.
See what I have to deal with, Dakota? We need to have Dakota. Yeah. You got to listen to Chuck's show. John Coffee is called Chuck and Billy's Not Your Cup of Tea. And it really isn't. It's really explicit. And you have to be, you can't be easily offended. So, but that's for sure.
Kind of sounds like my second show. That's how me and Shane are. We're just like, we say whatever comes to our mind. We don't really give a fuck. And it's like, bam.
Yeah. You have to hear theirs. I'm going to send you the link, okay, because y'all need to hear it. I'll post it on my Facebook. And, you know, all need to hear it, but most of you with that mind, the mindset of.
Well, most of my fans are used to that shit, so we can post it down my Facebook page, and I know people will listen to it.
Yeah. No, it's okay.
Our mindset is people that think it won't say it, but we think it and we're going to say it. So we don't care what we say. We don't give a dang about nothing. If people say anything like, oh, you guys are so disrespectful, like, oh, we love you so much. We don't care.
No.
I see it is, man, my words are bullets and my mouth is a machine gun, so might as well use them.
I can't say what.
You can't say what. It's offensive. Oh, boy. I am so not like you guys. I am so out of that.
I know. That's why I like doing a show with you, too, because it's more like it brings me back to me not being offensive.
Brings you back to what?
It brings me back to not being offensive, so it, like, you control me with my comedy when I'm on the show with you, so like you're like Dakota, no.
Well, I'm sorry. I guess.
No, I think the most offensive thing ever said on our show would have to be that racist dude that came on that time about Mexico or whatever.
Oh, that was crazy, right? We had a racist dude come on our show and try to cover himself from being racist and had his friend call in to be black.
Yeah. He even said it like this, too. He was all like, can my one black friend call in? Like,
yeah,
I guess.
Like, I'm sorry, but he sounds like a backwoods like you.
Yeah.
Well, see, at first he told us the story, and I think he left some shit out when he was telling it, or like what he originally told you, Sherry. Because, he made it sound like he was just a comic that was over there doing stand-up and said a joke and they took it the wrong way. I don't think that's what happened. I think he was a comic over there doing some stand-up. He said some fucking fucked up shit, and they were like, dude, we're about to kill your ass right now.
Yeah. Because I don't know who would just want to kill him over that. Yeah, he had death threats. That was crazy.
Right. Yeah, I mean, because he even... Like, this right here is when I realized what he was doing, was when he was like, yeah, Mexican people are so nice. And then 3 seconds later, but they steal. And you're just like, what?
Yeah.
And he kept doing, like, little things like that. Like, he would give him a compliment and then, like, slap him, you know, so.
Yeah.
Is that what he was getting? Like, letter death threats?
Yeah, the texts and, you know.
Being Billy or a jerk, I'd be like, I want proof, send it to this email immediately.
Yeah.
If I don't see it, I don't believe it.
No, just by looking at Chuck here, you don't want to mess with him. You don't want to do that. Trust me.
I'll tell you.
Yeah, he will. Yeah. Don't mess with Chuck and Billy. No, no, no.
We've had some good people on, like Pat Jasper. I love that.
Yeah.
He's the best.
They just had Patch Adams on their show a couple weeks back.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, pretty cool, huh? We don't have great guests like that. It's me and Dakota on our show. Like, it's us. And then Chuck. Well, Chuck.
Oh, that was mean. Chuck from the show right now. He's a great guest. I could name like 10 great guests we've had on. I mean, there was just the one racist guy. For every one racist guy, I think we had like 20 good guests on.
Okay. All right. I'll give you that. Yeah. We have had good
guests. I mean, there was the war dude that wrote the book. I mean, that one, he was interesting.
Oh, true.
I wish that
one
could have went a little longer. I would have liked to hear some more stories from him and stuff. And then, let's see. We had the ghost hunters on.
That's true, too.
You had your grandkids on as a guest. We even had your granddaughter on, or both your granddaughters on.
Both my granddaughters.
That was like,
and
like seven other little kids. That was a good Halloween special. Then your granddaughter came on that one time and did it. She was nervous as hell, too, I think, until she started talking and everything, because we let her do the intro, and didn't she go like, this is roasting marshmallows or something like that?
That's true, too. That was funny. Oh, my God, that was hilarious. Yeah, I had seven kids sitting in front of us, and we interviewed them, you know, what would kids say, you know? And it was hilarious. It really was funny. Yeah, I know, right? He couldn't have kids on his show. He could be the kid, but, you know. That's the type of show Chuck has. It's very, not your cup of tea.
You guys get them on the show and say hi. And we're like, hey, and they're like, get them out.
Right, yeah.
Straight up, get them out. And they're like, you need to go. Get out. Come on. Yeah, okay, shut the door. And we're like, so what would a kid say if they found their mom, you know, whatever, and dad doing stuff? And Billy would be like, let's ask the kid. I'm like, how about we don't?
Your cup of tea is going to say. No, it's so funny. Dakota, I sit and listen to the show. I laugh so hard. One time I was sore for like a freaking week because my stomach. It's a great weight loss. You know, you want to lose weight, you listen to the show, you're going to laugh so hard. Oh, my God. Get like a stomach hernia. But you got to be ready for it. You know, it's that type of show. Got to know to accept anything that they say. Because they say everything. You never thought people would ever say. Yeah.
Dakota, that's why you need to go to Podbean with Sherry and we all can join forces.
Oh, let's join forces.
Not like Star Wars.
Oh, okay.
Anyway.
You know.
Oh, I don't get a lightsaber? Well, fuck.
You want the lightsaber.
That's ridiculous. Why do you need your lightsaber? You already have
one. You have one, he says.
Okay.
That's a lightsaber. Is that a lightsaber?
Can I be the Darth Vader?
Oh.
Can I be Darth Vader of the group? I'm in the... Just going around telling everybody I'm their dad or something. I am your father. And they're like, no, you're not. Yeah, I'm your father.
See, but me, if you're like, yeah, hey, I'm Darth Vader. I'm like, yeah, your lightsaber's red. Something's wrong with it. I want to get that checked.
If it was blue, I'd be concerned.
Oh, yeah, that's called blue ball.
That's where they get blue balling it from.
Like, it hurts so bad. Well, hurry up. No. Thank you. This isn't Harry Potter. Oh, wait, we can't see real names. I'm sorry. Star Mars and Harry Potter.
Harry Potter. Harry Potter.
We're evil. We don't joking. I'm in podcast mode. I can't. I'm doing my damn show tonight.
Think of another name. We should give him people to think of names for. That would be hilarious.
We've done that before. Let's come up with
names. Give them names for movies. Yeah.
Oh. It's not porn of it.
Oh, Jenny.
Stuff like that.
Oh, Jenny. Come on, Dakota. Give him a movie.
Star.
He's going to change it up on us.
Batman versus Superman. Peter Faggot? What did we say?
Peter Faggot? Is that what
you
just said? Is that what you just said?
Yeah.
Peter Faggot? Peter
Rammit? Oh, my gosh. Peter Rammit. Jurassic Park. You're at...
Wait. Edward, Geriatric Park.
Oh.
I'm going to go in between before you.
Fast and Furious.
Fast and the Bicurious. What's the name?
Let's see.
My Dakota, you gotta help me here. I can't do it all by myself.
Dakota!
My bad, guys. I'm smoking a bowl and listening to you guys.
Okay, you're good then. Continue your job.
Oh, my God.
Well, guys, there's about 6 minutes left of the show.
Okay. Let's see. How about a thriller or great?
Why bother?
I'm trying to think of a good movie title.
I don't know. It just something that popped up on my screen. Movies instead of Goonies. How about horror?
Why don't you call it Goonies? Horror?
Horror. Like The Conjuring.
Conjunctivitis. I don't know. Oh, I had it. Damn it. What happens when Alzheimer's kicks in? Shock. Dementia.
Dementia.
Ridiculous. You're like, hey, wait. Oh, AC? No, that's not it. That's
yeah, right.
I'm not going to remember our podcast when I get older. Billy's going to come to me.
You remember this podcast?
I don't even know you.
Don't get rude with me.
Give me my what you call it.
Oh my God.
They don't even make those anymore. Where's my cork bar? You son of a bitch. Anyway.
Oh, shit.
See, this is just a case of what you need to listen to.
But way better, because you and Billy, like, you guys can do it.
You should listen to episode one with What Not to Say.
Episode one?
What Not to Say.
What Not to Say.
Like Star Wars, episode one.
That's it.
Gotta
do it, bitch. Gotta.
Well, she was trying to say Billy.
I'm gonna fuck it up.
Do it. So I'm gonna help her. You gotta do it.
This is late for us to do a show, okay? we're 10 minutes over our norm.
Well, Jace, who did it?
Okay. On that note, thanks everybody for listening tonight. You definitely got to check out Chuck and Billy's show, Not My Cup of Tea. Sounds like it's my cup of tea, so I'm definitely in. But yeah, I mean, it sounds hilarious, guys. Check it out. I know Chuck and Billy, they're hilarious as hell. They've been on the show a bunch of times. Chuck's on now, so of course. Yeah. Sherry's been awesome doing a show with you again. I know it's been a while. We've both been super busy.
Has that? Well, thank you. I had so much fun being here tonight. Unexpected.
First, right, yeah. Sorry, guys, for, like, the short notice on it all. I don't know what was going on with my phone. I guess I didn't receive some text messages or something. But it might be my phone fucking up or the weather or something like that. But, yeah, everything's going good now. It seems like it's working, so we'll stay in communication on it. And I don't know, you want to try to do another show this week coming up?
Sounds good.
Sounds good to me. Chuck, you still going to be around next week?
I'm going to be here for quite a while.
Cool beans, man. Cool
He's
beans.
Nowhere.
You know you're always welcome back on, so.
All right, man.
Thank you, Chuck, so much for joining us tonight. We needed it. Good laugh. Great. All right. Well, everyone, thank you so much for listening to the show tonight. Dakota, enjoy what you're doing, and we'll talk to you soon.
Sounds good to me, guys. And everybody try to stay safe out there right now and during these crazy-ass times. Don't be licking doorknobs and whatnot. If you got your vaccine, lick whatever the fuck you want. I don't really care. Yeah, besides that, tune in tomorrow night. Me and Shane are going to be doing a Roasting a Rope Presents, the Degenerate Duo. And the episode is going to be about fetishes. So I think it'll be pretty good. There's a lot of crazy fetishes out there, so everybody tune in on that shit. So on that note, everybody have a great night. Sherry, you got anything else you want to add to that?
No, just thanks for listening, and hope everyone has a great night. We'll be on again soon. Bye for now.